بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on the desirability of seclusion at the times of fasad, at the times of corruption, when one fears some tribulation, some difficulty in his deen, or falling into unlawful or doubtful. So when this is found, now it becomes preferable for a person to seclude himself. And we explained that here the hadith speaks about a person moving out, going up to the mountain tops, secluding himself. And this is also found from the teachings of our seniors, our akabir, etc., is that unnecessarily they wouldn't encourage people mixing, socializing, just for the sake of passing time to try and create some type of entertainment. So therefore we find that one of the important aspects of the month of Ramadan is i'tikaf. I'tikaf is where a person secludes himself and he remains aloof, isolated from the public, from the people, so that he can turn his tawajjuh towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this can bring about a higher level of connection between himself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there will be times when it will be preferable, desirable for a person to cut off himself from unnecessary mixing, unnecessary socializing, unnecessary going together for braais, going for coffees, going with friends, spending the night with the boys. This is not something that is desired in Islam, in deen. What is desired is how my connection with Allah ta'ala can improve. And anything that is going to disturb that connection, that must be removed. But my connection with Allah ta'ala must remain right up till the last day. I must have that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is hadith on Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ma ba'athallahu nabiyan illa ra'al ghanam, faqala ashabuhu wa anta qala na'am, kuntu ar'aha ala qararita li ahli makkah. Rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every prophet sent by Allah ta'ala herded sheep. So now we know if a person has to herd sheep, then a person will have to take his flock and he'll have to go out. There is a type of seclusion. And whatever training that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to the Anbiya alayhi salam, there's great benefit in it, because the day will come when they would be leading the community, they would be the leaders of their community. So to create that isti'adad in them, to create that capability of them to being leaders of their ummah, to be leaders of the community, Allah Ta'ala created some type of a training in them, and this training was to take the flock of sheep and move out, seclude oneself. So it shows that seclusion actually creates some isti'adad, it creates some capacity in a person to deal with people, create some isti'adad in a person, some capacity in a person to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll explain some of the benefits just now. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every prophet sent by Allah ta'ala heard a sheep, the sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you as well? In other words, they were surprised that every Nabi, was it also you also included? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, I used to herd sheep for the people of Makkah Sharif in exchange of a few qirat. Qirat is a small fraction of a dirham. We know that in the Islamic currency you'll get dirham and you'll get dinar. Dirham is the silver coin, not worth much, and a dinar is a gold coin. A small fraction of the dirham is known as qirat. So this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, the pittance, that I would go herd the sheep and I would get the pittance. But this is all part of the training, that for a Nabi, for a person that is going to be the leader, his mind should not even go to wealth. Even if it means doing work for a pittance, do that, because your objective is a much greater objective, and that objective is linking the creation with the creator. So what are some of the benefits of herding sheep that Allah Ta'ala used? Every Nabi to herd sheep. Ulama explained that it brings about a level of modesty, it brings about a level of humility. You don't see people riding sheep like how they would ride a horse and they'll boast about it. But it's humility. These animals are very, very humble in their style, in their way. They don't make noise, they're not arrogant. The number two is it's an encouragement to earn halal sustenance, even if it's little. Halal is something that even if it's little, we should be earning it. Number three, it develops patience and forbearance within a person, and is greatly beneficial when one becomes a leader. And number four is sheep usually scatter and disperse into groups, and the shepherd is required to bring them together. This trains a person that becomes a leader, that you will have to work with people of different temperaments, and you will have to see how you can bring all of them together on some common ground, some common platform, like how the shepherd has to go around looking for those animals, bringing them to common pastures to graze. like that you will have to bring the ummah together. This was the training that the Nabi has got, the Anbiya alayhi musallam got. One point we take from here is that there was no desire, there was no greed, there was no desire to make more and more and more. This was the work that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, and this was the work that Anbiya alayhi musallam did. So we look at the spirit, the ruh, the life of Islamic business is qana'ah. Qana'ah means contentment. This is actually the lifeblood of a true Islamic business. Is a person is happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given. He's not chasing and chasing. And the ruh and the life of the so-called modern day business, the modern day finance, and now unfortunately even in the name of Islamic finance, the ruh is you dream it and we will provide it. Whatever you want, you desire it, we'll provide the finance. We will make it happen. But the Islamic, the true business, is where man is content with what Allah Ta'ala has given him. If everyone comes onto a level of contentment, there'll be no avenue for riba. There'll be no avenue for the banks to thrive in finance. The only reason why banks are thriving in finance is this level of greed has set in. And because greed has set in, we all want to upgrade our standards, upgrade our cars, upgrade our homes, extend our lifestyle and make it more and more. So what is happening is we giving an opportunity to greed, and we are giving opportunity to institutions of greed like the finance world to thrive on our greed. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that we can come back onto qana'ah, which means contentment, be happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given us, so that we don't have to extend our hands to the riba organization. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. As we know, that it's preferable if a person hasn't fasted today, at least tomorrow and Sunday a person should fast. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, the best fast after the fast of the month of Ramadan is the fast of the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shahrullah, and this is Muharram, this is month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa bihi amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.